Today's message is pretty hard for me because it may divide all my listeners. But I knew a man many years ago when I was still in my teens who was in the music ministry with me. Well, he was a great drummer and had a wonderful voice, and I so admired him. And then suddenly one day he just disappeared, and there were rumors that something had happened. I only found out not too long ago that he had an affair with a woman from the church, and he was condemned by the church elders. I can fully understand the situation because most of the small church that I was in then had run towards his wife to support her and offer her comfort. Alas, the man left the church and went to live with the woman that he had the affair with. So it was two lost marriages, four broken lives, and one perceived group of antagonists and the other protagonists. I've heard the full story, or rather most of it, and I'm rather burdened. In Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 and 2, Jesus says this: "Don't judge others, and God will not judge you. If you judge others, you will be judged the same way you judge them. God will treat you the same way you treat others." The subheading for that is about criticizing others. So I'm trying to imagine right now, how did Jesus deliver chapter 7 and especially verses 1 until 6 to the people? Was he critical? Was he harsh? Did he do it in such a way that the people received it with love? Verses 28 and 29 gives us that clue. It says this: "When Jesus finished speaking, the people were amazed at his teaching. He did not teach like the teachers of the law. He taught like someone who has authority." And that suggests that Jesus spoke with a positive effect and great command, and yet he didn't look down at the people. Well, coming back to the story of the man and his ex-wife, the woman he had the affair with and her ex-husband. Yes, they are victims. I dare say all have been victims of sin in some way. Two were judged away from the church, chased away from the church, and the other two loved back into the community. God came to seek and save the lost and sinful, heal the sick and downtrodden, and love the empty. And if we are to be like Jesus, aren't we supposed to do the same? Even if they committed the greatest sin or hurt someone, aren't we supposed to reach out and love? That's our takeaway. This is DJ ELC, and welcome to our Thursday Heart Music program right here on Champion FM Radio. And we have some real good heart-hitting sounds just for your ears. And this is the band Blue Fire Horizon with Graveyard of Hope and featuring Jacob Towns.
What? Close the space. This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
And taken from the album Hevel, that was Bloodlines with the track Colder. We also heard from the band Dire with their song Rain from their latest release simply titled Volume 2. More adrenaline pumping sounds coming up after these messages. Champion FM Radio will be commencing our Christmas music program on the 25th of November. So join in with the fun and celebrate the holy Yuletide season with us. Christmas standards, contemporary instrumentals right here on Champion FM Radio. So come, celebrate the birth of Christ with us.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
And we're back to Rock the Station right here on Champion FM Radio. And this is World Divided with Fragments.
We'll be right back.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And off their very latest album release, Sola, that was Intercessor with Doxology Gloria. Before that, we heard the music of Whom I Serve that featured Jonathan Franco of Moth Altar and the track Fortress of Hope. And from Sunday Cool Tees, we have Walls of Jericho, British Style, our video of the day, which is extremely hilarious and will make you laugh out loud over and over again. You really need to go and watch it. It's on our comedy page, on our website, on championfmmusic.com. So go and watch it now. Welcome back to our Thursday Hard Music Broadcast with me, DJ ELC. And here is Moth Altar with Return of their 2021 EP, Prologue.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And that was War of Ages with Sulphur and Salt, a song taken off their 2019 release entitled Void. We also heard the track Thankful, the 2020 single by progressive post-core band WinVent. You know, church, prepping for today's sharing was difficult, because I know it would resonate differently with different people. Some of us may agree, and some, well, may not. But I believe that the church is the place where sinners and the hurt, the dirty and the broken need to go to be made whole again. If not there, then where? If not to the real, then they're not getting the right deal. Think about it. Before I go, I want to leave you with a song that we have introduced before, but this time it's been rearranged in an interesting way. Here is Fit for a King with When Everything Means Nothing, the cinematic version. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Never seem so distant. The fear of missing out blurs my vision. Am I enough to live up to the expectations of a world that won't stop moving? I am so lost. I am so lost. I try to smile, try to fight. Just say I'm okay, but every day feels like a hurricane. Yeah, I was born in the rain. Yeah, I was born in the rain.
Tell me what I need.
So tell me what I need.
The water's rising past my eyes.
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.
And they're